going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Well, this morning we're doing it a little bit different.
Yes.
We're time traveling back to Saturday afternoon where we were kicking it at the Red Dog with some awesome rockaholics. We took Beat Migs on the road. Everyone wanted to play, but we only had two lucky rockaholics that got to have the opportunity. And this is what went down.
This is awesome. The Red Dog is a great spot. This place is packed with rockaholics. What a great time.
So many people have wanted to play Beat Migs,
yes,
and only two had the opportunity. We already had one beatdown from Tyrone.
I don't remember that.
And now we've got Ryan. Ryan, are you ready to play Beat Mix?
I guess so. Let's see how it goes.
How do you typically do when listening in the car or at home?
Actually, when I'm not playing, I typically do well, but I have one win and one tie and zero losses this year, so let's see how it goes.
Time to put ones across the board, baby.
All right, Steve. Ryan is ready. Steve, get out of here.
Ryrone? No more ciders for Taryn. She's cut off.
All right, Ryan. Oh, for those playing along at home, Ryan is going to have 10 seconds.
No more ciders for Taryn.
60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready, Ryan?
Yes, I am.
The Washington State Fair takes place in what city?
Puyallup.
Correct. How many locations does the Red Dog have?
One.
No.
Two.
No.
Four.
No. On what day do we celebrate Cinco de Mayo?
May 5th.
Correct. The Daffodil Festival of Pierce County takes place in what month?
April.
Yes. Which president helped commercialize Cinco de Mayo in the U.S.?
Pass.
How many elementary schools are in Puyallup?
4.
No.
6.
No.
9.
No. Mexico's victory at the Battle of Puebla took place in what 1860s year?
62.
Yes. What plant used in beer making was once Puyallup's earliest cash crop?
Corn?
No.
Pass.
What animal is featured on Mexico's flag?
Turkey.
Pass.
How many standard zip codes does Puyallup have?
2.
No.
3.
No.
1.
No. Let's go back up. Which president helped commercialize Cinco de Mayo in the U.S.?
FDR.
Yeah! Plant used in beer making was once Puyallup's earliest cash crop.
Carrots?
No.
You off? What is it?
Hops.
Hops! He got it! Weird!
What animal is featured on Mexico's flag?
Eagle.
Yes!
Wow.
You got 7 correct, Ryan.
I mean, technically,
right. I did. I got it right.
I mean, technically, that is the cheat sheet, if I've ever seen one. Steve!
He'll never know.
Steve, I'm just going to say the cheat sheet happens.
Oh, come on. What are you doing here,
Karen? It was just the kindness sheet. It wasn't a cheat.
Well, I would like to give a quick shout out, if I may.
Yeah.
Shout out to Schilling over at the Pink Lemonade. I've been enjoying that. It is fantastic.
Don't want to interrupt. Before we start again, I want to give a shout out to Sea Pine Brewing.
Let's go.
Long time friends.
All right, Steve, are you ready? The Washington State Fair takes place in what city?
Puyallup.
Yes. How many locations does the Red Dog have?
The Red Dog has three.
They do.
Tacoma, Bellevue, and right here in South Hill.
On what day do we celebrate Cinco de Mayo?
That would be Mayo. What day? Monday.
Well, what day of the month and the week?
Oh, May 5th.
There you go. Okay. The Daffodil Festival of Pierce County takes place in what month?
April.
It does. Which president helped commercialize Cinco de Mayo in the U.S.?
That would be Roosevelt.
Which one?
Theodore.
No.
Franklin.
Yes. How many elementary schools are in Puyallup?
Come on. I don't know. 9.
No.
10.
No.
50.
No. Mexico's victory at the Battle of Puebla took place in what 1860s year?
1869.
No.
1867.
No.
1865.
No. What plant used in beer making was once Puyallup's earliest cash crop?
That would be the marijuana plant.
No.
I don't know. The cactus.
No.
The eucalyptus.
No. What animal is featured on Mexico's flag?
A bear.
No.
Oh. I don't know.
Ella, that's California.
Oh, thanks a lot, Ella. I'm going to go with a wolf.
No.
A dog.
No. How many standard zip codes does Puyallup have?
3.
No.
2.
No.
4.
No.
The eucalyptus?
Well, what do you want?
Steve, you got 5 correct.
I blame Schilling, Pink Lemonade, Hard Cider.
Steve, you got 5 correct, and that is a loss.
7-5.
He went down twice.
Ryan.
I'm starting to question my friends and where I live.
Steve, better luck next year.
Taryn, real quick. So Ryan, who just beat me at Beat Me.
Well, I think the score was what? 7-5?
7-5.
Tell us counting.
Tell Taryn what you do with your alarm clock, because this has just made my entire day.
So I have the 6:50 alarm, the 7:50 alarm, and the 8:50 alarm.
And
the 5:40 cheat sheet alarm.
There's alarm set for Beat Me.
But when I listen to the Beat Me cheat sheet, I don't have to remember them because I message them to my girlfriend. And then I just go back to my messages while I'm on the phone.
This guy's a professional.
He's got it all dialed in. He's way more professional than I am.
This is why you will never stand a chance when Ryan calls.
Hey, 2-0-1, just saying.
Oh, wasn't that just fantastic?
The Daily Mix Show.
We don't have to talk about yesterday's Mariners game,
No.
We don't have to go there at all.
But the weekend was still great for them.
We are the hottest team in baseball right now, Steve Miggs. So we're going to be chatting with Mariners broadcaster Gary Hill Jr. after Green Day. Of course, we know it is a long, long season. But right now, Steve Miggs, it feels like the Mariners are unstoppable. So we had to call up and chat with Gary Hill Jr., Mariners broadcaster this morning. What's up, Gary? This is just, I mean, what an exciting time.
Yeah, good morning. No, it's been great. This has been such a fun ride for the Mariners. They've been the hottest team in baseball, and we just hope it keeps going in Sacramento the next few days.
Which, oddly enough, the A's are like another team that's been playing really well recently, so it should be a pretty good matchup between these two teams, huh?
Yeah, they have a nice young core of players. They are in an odd position, obviously, not playing in Oakland anymore in Sacramento, so it's a little weird. We're all here for the first time. They'll be here, we think, for the next 3 years. We'll see how it all plays out. But this is a good matchup because they're playing well. The Mariners playing great. They already squared off at home in Seattle to start the season, and it was a split series. So I'm anxious to see where this one goes the next few days.
I was thinking about you yesterday when we knew we were going to chat with you, and I'm forgetting about yesterday's game. That doesn't matter anymore. It's over and done with. But I was like, you know, last year, myself included, a lot of us were questioning hiring Dan Wilson to be the coach of the team, and then Edgar, and you're like, what are they bringing back all the 95 guys? But I'd love to get your take on it because, I mean, it seems like what they're doing, I mean, you keep hearing about how the hitters love having Edgar giving them tips, and Dan clearly is doing a great job this season so far. But what's your take on the management change here in Seattle?
Yeah, you know, it's obviously worked out really well. And the thing that really struck me from the moment that Dan stepped into the role is how much he's respected within the organization, that's up and down, that's players, staff. and how much people love him and just want to work for him and play for him. Because he wasn't an unknown quantity within the organization. I don't think most people realize how involved he was. Like, he was involved in the minor league system. He was going to Arkansas and Tacoma and Modesto through the course of the season. So during that time, he forged relationships with not only a lot of the coaching staff that's in Seattle right now, but also the players coming up. You think about that young core of, you know, Gilbert and Kirby and Julio and everyone else. Well, the Cal Raleigh specifically, too, yeah, at the catcher's position. But he was able to forge a bond with all those guys through the course of the year. So the fact that he stepped in, people knew who he was. People love the guy, and they play hard for him. And what's interesting about the manager role is just how much it's changed over the years. You know, back in the day, you kind of had the Earl Weaver, Lou Piniella, one-man show type. It's very different now. It's more like a CEO. Well, you're managing a lot of different people, whether you're talking about a front office, analysts, you're talking about the players, you're talking about coaching staff. There's a huge amount of people involved. And what you're trying to do is get all kinds of people on the same page, whether it's players or staff. You think about all the different people from all the different places you're trying to get on the same page. And that's where I think Dan is really at his best. It's a real strength of his. And you have to have that this day and age. It's such a unique role right now.
And we're talking to Gary Hill Jr., one of our broadcasters for the Seattle Mariners. And speaking of broadcasters, joining you in the booth over the weekend and speaking of guys from 1995 was Jay Buhner. I got to imagine you have a Jay Buhner story. And if you do, can you share it with us?
Well, most of them I can't share, unfortunately. No, it's the greatest. You know, it's so funny. I'm a Tacoma kid, so I grew up a Mariners fan. And so, you know, it's funny because I do this job. It's my everyday. I get used to it. But there are moments in this thing where I'm like, I am here talking to Jay Buhner, who I watched as a kid, was one of my heroes as a kid. And then I'll go downstairs and I'll have a chat with Edgar Martinez. And it's like, what is going on?
What is my life?
I can't believe this is happening. You know, I'm just chatting with Dan Wilson, like all these guys that I was a huge fan of growing up. And yeah, I'm just interacting with him in my daily life. I love having Jay around. He's super fun. He's super funny. I love hearing the old stories about back in the day as well. He was talking about, I had not heard this one, where he was talking about Lou Piniella after a ball game. And, you know, they had the post-game meal for the players on this long table. And Lou, of course, was super mad after a game, you know, which would happen from time to time. And just flips the thing over, right? And the food goes everywhere. And there was like, he caught the rug on fire, right? And so there's just like this fire going, and they throw some milk that all they had, they didn't have water anymore. So they throw this milk on the fire, and they chose not to clean it the rest of the year. So everything smelled like burned milk the rest of the season. So great. It's stuff like that. I love it.
That's sweet Lou for you.
I've heard of Lou Piniella meltdowns. I didn't know he set fire to carpet.
Oh, I love it. Yes. Isn't that great?
Gary Hill Jr., Mariners broadcaster. You are obviously just living the dream. If people want to follow you on Instagram, the handle is at Gary Hill Jr. Our Mariners have won 8 consecutive series. Let's make it 9.
Yeah, that sounds great. They're playing so well right now, and hopefully they'll take this series. And coming home is going to be super fun. Blue Jays in town, Yankees in town. So, yeah, this is going to be a fun stretch, I think.
Oh, I look forward to talking to you some more. Hopefully you can join us and break down some more stuff with the Mariners and the winning ways continue.
Absolutely. Anytime.
Thank you, Gary.
The Daily Migs Show.
We know that you're a massive music fan, but could you name a song after only hearing 1 second of its hook? Prove that to us. And if you do, we're going to hook you up with tickets to Cypress Hill and Suicidal Tendencies. They're coming to Marymore Park on August 31st. Yeah. That's my son's birthday. Should I take him too?
Oh, he would love Cypress Hill.
206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 920.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant. Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are playing for tickets to see Cypress Hill and Suicidal Tendencies. That show is going to be at Marymore Park on August 31st. Say hello to our contestant. It's Nathan in Seattle. What's going on, Nathan?
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
We are doing...
Are you insane in the brain or are you insane in the membrane?
Oh, definitely the membrane.
For sure. Today, at least.
Awesome.
Probably
Nathan, you know what? Actually, I think I'm more crazy insane and I got no brain.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Just keep it going all morning. Steve, let's spin that wheel and see who Nathan's going to be playing with. Will it be you or me?
Get the wheel spinning. Who's it going to land on? Which crazy one of us will it land on? Right now it's on T-Dog, but will it stay there? Nope, it's with me. Let's go, Nathan. It's you and me, man.
Yeah.
All right, Nathan, here is your clip.
Ew, shook me all night long, by
SDC. Nothing hard about this game.
I respect that. It's Monday. The brains aren't working fully. Danny gave us an easy one.
Well, I hope that's the case when you hear your clip, Migs. Are you ready?
Let's go. Bad. I'm hot for teacher. Of course, that's Cypress. I'm kidding. It's Van Halen.
Congratulations, Nathan. You're going to go to Cypress Hill and Suicidal Tendencies.
Nathan, if you had a
pick,
is it Suicidal that you're more excited about or Cypress Hill?
It's a real toss-up, especially with the Slayer ties to Cypress Hill, but probably Suicidal.
Nice.
Yeah. I was like, it's such an interesting pairing. Like, I mean, I love both of the bands, but I'm like, you got the super intense speed of Suicidal Tendencies.
Yeah.
And then the very chill sounds of Cypress Hill.
The band that you smoked weed with for your very first weed experience.
That's right.
So who would do that?
Steve Miggs would.
The Daily Miggs Show.
If we've talked about something this morning that you would like to talk about, call in now. Our number is 206-803-ROCK, and we'll check in with the Rockaholics after AC/DC. Throughout this fine morning, we have received texts and calls from you that we haven't had a chance to chat about. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, brought to you by Justin Hayward at the Pantages Theater on May 13th. So call up if you'd like to chime in on anything from the show today, or if you have something on your mind that you just got to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK.
We got this text message that says, good morning, this is Adam. So apparently my daughter, this is going back to the conversation about what kids do to your pets.
Oh, yeah.
The stupid thing. So someone said, he texted and said, so apparently my daughter just got caught with the cat stuffed in her backpack. She was trying to take it to school with her. I love that we were doing this conversation and he actually experienced something firsthand this morning.
I don't think, I mean, I would definitely take an animal to school if I was allowed to when I was a kid. Would have absolutely done that.
Oh, yeah. School, work, here at work, if they said, hey, we could bring our dog. I'd be, DJ Strawberry would be here all the time.
I'd double dog dare you, literally, to bring DJ Strawberry to work. I would love that.
I think it'd be hilarious. I think maybe Tatum would have an issue with it. We'd have to bring Tatum, then Mom would have an issue. The next thing you know, my entire family is going to be here hanging out in the production room because no one wants to be away from the others.
Well, maybe I can sneak one of my dogs up the freight elevator one of these days.
Just walk right in.
You think so?
Although, no, you probably shouldn't. I had this little bit of a dilemma with my wife when we were over at Ruston Way. So there's like, you know, the restaurant's there. And we saw like people were outside and they had their dog next to them. I'm like, awesome. Like, instead of going all the way home to have dinner, let's just get dinner here. Like, and, you know, we had DJ with us. So we went to a couple of those restaurants and I'm like, hey, is it cool if we bring our dog in? Like, no. I was like, oh. And I only service animals. I was like, oh, that makes sense. So then I was proposing the idea to my wife that we say that DJ's a service animal. And she's just like, absolutely not. She's like, I will not lie.
Will not be a part of your master plan.
I'm like, I just would be curious. I mean, I would imagine she needs like a little sweater or something like that. But, you know.
You can get those on Amazon.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, I need to get one. Would you have done it?
So we actually registered my mom's old dog to be a service animal, but she was so tiny that none of the gear fit her. She was like 2.5-3 pounds, and they literally didn't even make stuff that was small enough for her to wear.
I mean, you could just like attach it to something that's bigger.
I guess you could. I mean, so yes, we did. We actually had her as a service animal, but she didn't really look the part.
But it was like, even if I lied, like even my wife's like, what? We'd lie. And then they see how insane DJ is. Yeah. You really think they're going to believe that that's a service animal?
So
no.
Was every animal that was out there rocking service animal garb or?
Yes.
They were. Okay.
Because, you know, the idiot in me needed to have proof because I was like, ah.
Show me the vest.
And I looked at like this very well-behaved older dog that just had like the something that said service animal on it.
What's DJ's service? Just stealing food from everyone's plate?
Making Mom miserable at times.
206-803-ROCK. Checking in with the Rockaholics right now.
Another person says a stupid thing that their kid did to their pet. My toddler gave the hamster a bath in a bowl of maple syrup.
Oh, no.
I bet it was delicious, though.
No. Oh, jeez. I wonder how long it takes to get maple syrup out of a tiny rodent animal.
I can't imagine it's a fun process.
No, that sounds horrible.
And I don't know how... I don't know... Odd question, but I don't know how hamsters are when you try and give them a bath, but I can't imagine it goes very well.
They probably are not very patient.
Yeah. Oh, someone said, wait, you just said that Mig's first time smoking weed was with suicidal tendencies or Cypress Hill, LOL.
Oh, we need to confirm. It was Cypress Hill.
It was Cypress Hill. It was college. And I was already teetering with the idea of smoking the ganj.
Wow, you're a bad boy.
I know. My buddy Brandon, you know, Doper. I told you about Doper, who's in my fraternity. He's just like, Migs, if you ever want to smoke weed, just come up to me and say, how about the Mets? And I know that's a code word. So I was like, okay.
No. I like that you had a code word
we
for
did.
It.
And I actually did enact it the second time. But the first time, I was going to interview Cypress Hill. And I was going there to get, like, they call them, like, liners or radio IDs from whatever. And it was just going to be like, hey, this is Be Real, and you're listening to WPLT in Plattsburgh. And they agreed to do it through their management. So I was, like, all fired up. Had this giant little, like, recording apparatus I was going to bring to get them to record it. This is how long ago this was. This was college. So I get to their tour bus. I knock on the tour bus. Cause I like, just go to the tour bus, knock on the door, and we'll take care of you. I was like, all right. So walk over there. I'm by myself. Knock on it. And I swear, I was like out of a movie. You open up the tour bus, and it's just like this cloud of smoke.
Oh, no.
And it's their manager. And he's just like, yeah, man, come on the bus, and you could go record it. No problem. And they were so nice. So I get on the bus, and there's Be Real, and I think Send Dog, and everyone else that's a part of it. Also, I think, like, there was a few other, House of Pain was a part of this. They weren't on the bus, but Funk Dubiest.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. You were in trouble.
So Be Real is like, yeah, man, you want to come in the back and play Sega Genesis with us and smoke some weed? And I was like, in my head, I had to think quick. I was like, well, because part of me was like, I don't want to do it. You know, I don't know. What should I say? But I was like, I'm teetering on it anyway. I was like, well, F it. This is it. If I'm going to smoke weed, this is the opportunity to do it. So I was like, yeah, man, absolutely. So smoked a little weed, got the liner, and I instantly panicked. Like, I was like, I don't know if they want me to stay with them or if they want me to get the hell off the bus.
You're in the band now.
Right? Am I going on stage? I can play bongos. I know you're bongo players. Like, I could do that with you. I could do what Bobo does. So then I was just like, got the liners. I'm like, well, thanks a lot, guys. Got to go. Because I was just like, I don't know what the hell else to do. So I get off the bus. And then I didn't get to smoke a lot, but I smoked enough first time ever. I proceeded to get lost.
Oh, no.
Getting to the venue, getting back to campus. Like, it was just like one of those experiences where I was like, this. But how do you pass up that opportunity?
I would not.
Right.
I would absolutely do that just to say that I did.
Oh, yeah.
Although I'd probably end up like sleeping in a gutter somewhere.
Or maybe you would have stayed on the bus with them.
And been in the band.
Yes.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
This week, we are celebrating the moms, but we need your help to do it, Rockaholics. All week long, we're going to be chatting with our moms. We're going to have them on the show. But instead of us asking the questions, we want the questions to come from you. So text us those questions, 206-803-ROCK, or even better, you can ask your questions through the Odyssey app. There's a feature there where you can leave us a voice message. So tomorrow at 8 a.m., we're going to ask some questions to my mom.
We already got some good ones.
Oh, no. A community in Florida, because of course it has to be Florida, they're being terrorized by a man who goes by Earls. And Earls, he throws groceries through people's windows, through the windows of their homes. He'll toss meat through the window, canned goods. These are some of the neighbors in this Florida neighborhood talking about being terrorized by Earls.
We threw it back in his yard a couple times, and he threw it back after a while.
I called the lady who lives there, because she lives in Canada, to explain that Earl had attacked her house again.
He just put $500 into repairing it. And the next week, he threw stuff through the windows again.
Someday he's going to hurt somebody.
Most of us are senior citizens, and we're afraid to walk down our own street.
Does anyone know why? Is he, like, auditioning to be an Uber Eats driver or something like that?
I mean, I guess maybe they haven't been kind to the guy. Has anybody brought him baked him a pie and tried to
see? He's like the Grinch?
Yeah,
and
like
a Cindy Lou?
Maybe he just wants to be included.
Yeah. Do you have a neighbor that you absolutely have hated over the years?
No, actually, our neighborhood is pretty rad. Like, we've become pretty much besties with the ones that live right across the street, and everybody up and down, we all get along wonderfully. How about you guys? You guys got a bad apple?
Not, right now, we're doing okay, although there are a couple kids that I feel like might be a little bit of a problem. Because the other day, thankfully, Sid handled it. I had no idea this was going on, but she went outside, and I just hear her go, "Hey, can you guys stop doing that?"
Oh, like, no.
So I go on, I'm like, "What are they doing?" She's like, "They're throwing rocks into our backyard." Like, they were grabbing the rocks from, like, the little play area that's, like, right by our house. You know, there's, like, a bunch of, like, just, like, small little rocks. And they were just throwing them. And it came close, like, it's hitting the side of the house. It was just landing on, because she's like, "Why are there all these random rocks in our backyard?" I'm like, "I have no idea. Maybe the crows are bringing them." Never once thought there were these little punk kids, but my wife apparently scared the living crap out of those kids when she came out there.
I wouldn't want to make your wife angry.
I've never seen her that upset with people. I thought it was awesome. It kind of turned me on.
That's the Daily Mix Show.
A driver did the absolute dumbest thing possible when they missed their exit. So what was that dumb thing? We're going to tell you what they did during the Daily Mix download after Aerosmith.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle joins us this morning. It's perfect outdoor drinking weather today.
It certainly is. And Cinco de Mayo. And we have Disturbed tonight. I mean,
Disturbed tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Stacked.
Gracious.
Yeah. Stacked
I'll
day.
Be there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'll hold down the fort. I got you.
Will you be rocking out to this one?
Darkness, my old friends.
As a matter of fact, I will.
Now we're up and running. Well, the DMD is brought to you by Palos Law. I don't know if you saw this, but the Ohio Department of Transportation put this on their social media pages. Asked a very good question. When you're driving along a major interstate and you miss your exit, do you A, keep driving and get off at the next one, or B, come to a complete stop, cause a multi-car rear-end crash, and then drive away?
B. Wow.
Well, apparently that's exactly what happened. I'm watching the footage, and this is one of the things that drives me the most bonkers, I think, when I'm on the road, is when somebody, you could tell, especially when you're trying to get on 405 because of how it is, how the exit is, and they just, like, just cut in front of everybody instead of just being like, you know what, GPS will get you back on there. You might have to add a couple minutes to your commute, but at least you're not going to hurt anybody.
Yeah. It's people. That's the problem.
People are the problem.
Yeah. They're kind of the worst.
Uh-huh. Well, the Ohio Department of Transportation, they posted this video, and the original red van, the one that cut through everybody, looks like it's going to be okay, but a couple of cars slammed into it. A van slammed into it as well. Multi-car backup. Doesn't look like anybody was seriously injured, but traffic was pretty much shut down after that. What a dumbass.
Yeah. Starting this Wednesday, you got to have your real ID ready to go if you're going to be traveling. And TSA is recommending arriving at least 3 hours early as they begin implementing this new rule of thumb. You got to have a real ID if you want to get on an airplane.
Ryan,
do you have one?
I've had mine for
you. You have an enhanced?
Yeah.
Fancy.
Oh, team enhanced. So the only one who doesn't have an enhanced ID in this room is Taryn Daly.
Wow.
Well, she doesn't get out much. So.
Yeah, Daddy, let's go.
Go to the DMV and get an enhanced ID.
Maybe I will.
Hey, Mariners lost yesterday, but that's okay. They won the series. They continue to win series, and that's awesome. Up next, they're in Sacramento to take on the no longer the Oakland A's, but the A's of Sacramento for the time being until they go to Vegas. It's a very long name.
The Sac.
The Sac. You're going to the Sac. As far as weather, 67 degrees is going to be our high. The DMV is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12-Pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.